The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Everyone's a kid at Christmas time, a holly jolly kid at Christmas time. Everyone from Maine to Baton Rouge got the news, even Scrooge. Everyone's a kid at Christmas time, a holly jolly kid at Christmas time. Mistletoe is now the latest.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Stevie on AM 970. The Answer, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:06. Gordon Chang's going to join us. I'm so anxious to talk to Gordon. Always great. You know, he's a Jersey guy, you know that? And a great guy. And the foremost expert on everything China. And this is China. This is how I found out about China. I found out about China through Gordon Chang and Peter Navarro, you know, and the administration. And I'll tell you, Gordon's going to tell us. We knew how China bungled this COVID-19 thing. And then CNN is going, we just found out China bungled the COVID-19. And you and I are going, no, really? Jake Tapper, really? We knew it. We knew it. We've been talking about it for a year on this show. Oh, my lordy, lordy, lordy. So Gordon's going to break it down. Dr. Ben Dworkin's a great guy. He is the founding director of the Rowan Institute for Public Policy and Citizenship at Rowan University in Glassboro, New Jersey, as you listen around the country and around the world. This is a great school. Rowan University is a great school now. Dr. Ben knows politics. And we're going to talk about what's happening with these Wisconsin ballots, what's happening in the Georgia runoffs. There's so much going on. Sheriff Sean Golden will be with us. He does a great job as sheriff down in Monmouth County, New Jersey. Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Dr. Gorka's fired up. See, there are times where I feel like I'm fired up, but then I listen to Seb Gorka, I'm not fired up enough. He's gonna just explode on the airwaves at 9 o'clock. And we welcome. Don't forget, you can always listen to Dr. Gorka 3 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer, right here. Hey, Charlie Gasparino will tell us about what's happening with the stock market. And, you know, I'm thinking, I know you always say, oh, Charlie doesn't like the president. You know, he knew the president for many, many years. So he does not dislike the president. So let me just put that to rest. And Charlie's going to just tell us about the stocks. Then clear the airwaves, clear the streaming, because Steve Sciarippa live on the radio with Piscopo. D is one of the most loved actors. Steve is. In Blue Bloods, you know, it was Bobby Bacala from The Sopranos, a great actor. And now there's a season premiere of Blue Bloods on Friday, that is coming up, just in a couple days. So we'll talk to Steve about that. Great guy, hysterically funny, and just a great guy. And we're always privileged to have Steve on the air with us. And you always, I got to go to the calls, 877-970-2999, because you are the reason that we're here. And, you know, you and I talk, I feel I'm frustrated, you're frustrated, and you have to understand this, please, because I know we have a lot of folks that listen that just plain don't understand maybe how patriotic we are. You know, they become snarky and they don't understand it, and they take, in my opinion, America for granted. So this is not about President Trump anymore. This is about America. This is about our voting process. What the heck happened? How did this happen? I mean, really, how did it happen? And then, because I know you, and stay with me, and stay with the calls for a second, is like when we went on the Mueller probe, and they went on that fiasco, that embarrassment, and Nancy Pelosi, they go, we're going to impeach the president. They had to impeach the president. Meantime, the communists are slipping the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus, into America, you know, via Europe. You know, because President Trump was smart enough to shut down the flights from Wuhan to America. So then they slipped it in. So now they go after the president. They can't stand the bluster of the president. They can't stand that somebody from the outside. And then you and I just want somebody to rip it up down there, to break up the old boys, old girls club in Washington, D.C. That's what it is. It's like an industry down there in D.C. It really is. And I guess I always felt that way, but I never understood it until I got on the radio and started having to research it. Man, they go down there. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care. They just don't care. They don't. In Albany, Trenton, they have no idea. They'll act like they care. They'll do their press conferences. They don't care. They don't understand. Because when you are going to send the sheriffs to arrest a guy who opens his restaurant in Staten Island, New York, just because he needs to work, he needs business, and you're going to send the sheriffs to shut it down? Now we got a problem. Now we got a problem. I'm telling you, it's America. They're trying to take it away. And this is what this when once Joe Biden comes in, and once I don't know what's going to happen if Kamala Harris. It's not Kamala. It's not Joe. You've got the whole regressive socialist. You got that whole movement that's coming in, and you could put China front and center and all of that. And you know I'm right. Let me go to James. He's been holding for a while now. I apologize for that, James. Thanks for calling,
Joe.
My friend. Yes, sir. What's on your mind, my friend?
If you're a frontline worker, you know what you got to do. You know the task at hand. But if you don't know what to do, you're like one of those people walking around in the Night of the Living Dead.
And
the only people in that movie who know what they're doing are like the National Guard or gangs with guns. You can't help but get paranoid that you're about to become collateral, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. James, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, and you're right. We tell you on the show, what James is alluding to, what to take, the medicine. James, well, I can't tell you that, though. Because I could suggest it. You know, can't give that advice over the air. But I could tell you, and I'm telling you, the president, President Trump, just stop with the derangement syndrome, please. He goes, the hydroxychloroquine, man, they went after him. Meantime, hey, I took it. Hey, as soon as I felt bad, I took it immediately. Hydroxychloroquine. And my friend, the pharmaceutical guy, my buddy, I said, you got hydroxychloroquine? He goes, yes, take it immediately. And then he gave me high doses of it, you know, 600 milligrams. And it was too much. My doctor said, no, pull back. You need about half of that. Take the Z-Pack and takes 50 milligrams of zinc. I woke up in the morning and I was okay. By the grace of God, not to discount all the antioxidants that I put in my body through taking other supplements that I tell you about every morning. I am vigilant on that. You're right, James, you're right. I'm telling you, we know it. And if you don't know it, you're not aware of it, and you feel, I just feel a little under the weather. If you feel a little under the weather, because I'm not saying this virus isn't a killer. It's a killer. It is insidious, and it's a killer. And you have to do everything you can to fight it right now. But they do have the medicines for it, and I'm just puzzled, and I put that forth objectively. Why doesn't all the news media, when they say so many people died, there's spikes here, there's the cases, why don't you give us a solution? Why aren't the governors and the mayors giving us a solution on how to deal with it, as opposed to wear a mask, don't touch your face? Really? They did that 100 years ago. There's got to be something better. And I think we have something better. But for some reason, they don't. I'm feeling, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm really paranoid of government. All government I don't trust. I don't trust the worker. God forgive me, I don't trust them. And maybe I'm wrong, but I just don't. And why don't they tell us how we could prevent this or contain this virus? They won't. Hey, Nick, thanks for calling, Nick. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Merry Christmas, Joe. I love the music.
Oh, thank you.
You know, nobody loves Donald Trump more than me, and nobody wants to see him have a second term more than me. But right now, I think they're trying to catch lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
I think, number one, they should name a special prosecutor to find. We got to play the long game. They should name a special prosecutor to find out what went on. And number two, we got to have our sole focus on that runoff in Georgia, because without that, we're in big, big trouble. Big trouble.
Yeah. Good call, Nick. Thank you. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like, and forgive me, and I understand the criticisms. Believe me, I always understand the criticisms of, you know, I'm just objective enough to do that. But when you go out and you see, and I see all that's going on, and I see the fraud, I think you got to attack it now. Now, does the president say at this point, look, I'm going to concede, but I got to tell you, we are, just as Nick said, we're going to appoint a special prosecutor because something was wrong with this election. This election was, they robbed it from us, and then we're going to look into it. That Can we wait another 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks? Can we wait 2 weeks, Nick? Is that okay? I feel like we can we wait a couple more weeks because there is, and again, guilty as charged. When President Trump becomes President Trump, oh, it was great. Yes, people went nuts. They went nuts, and I loved it. It was like, whoa. President Trump? Donald Trump is like president? And I'm going, yes, I loved it. I just loved it. And then, who knew he'd be such a great president? Look at his accomplishments. You know what worries me most about Biden, too, if he gets in? God forgive me, and I don't want to say it on the air, but I'm afraid these people that come from countries that just want to kill us and take over, they're moving in. The communists are one thing, but what about all the, you know, the Islamic fundamentalists that want to come in? That scares me a little bit, you know? And it's okay to say that. That's not racist to say that. People that want to take over, it's the communists, it's the Islamic fundamentalists. Everybody wants to kind of take over and take America down. And now when the President Trump is in office, stay with me on this. When he's in office, you've got terrorists in caves, right? In Syria and Afghanistan. And they're going, oh man, this guy is nuts. This guy's crazy. You need that in the White House. You actually need somebody like that that will instill fear into our enemies. Now, oh, let's open the borders. Let's have everybody in. Come on, let's have a party in America. And I worry what's going on. And it's just me because I worry about everything. Hey, it's 7:16. I see West Virginia is listening. Thank you, West Virginia. I love you down there, man. That very, very kind of you to join us on the radio show. We appreciate it. Little Jersey Joe in the morning down in West Virginia. Robin, thank you. God bless you for listening. I went to West Virginia. I told you this before. I got booked in West Virginia. I go, what am I doing in West Virginia? You're doing an Italian festival. I go, what, there's Italians in West Virginia? I swear to God, I go down there. This had to be a couple of years ago. And I told you this before, forgive me, but I go to Virginia and I'm thinking, what? And it's beautiful. West Virginia is beautiful. And I know Joe Manchin a little bit, got to know Joe Manchin. Nice guy, right? So he was governor at the time. And then I go in and I go, well, who's going to show up at an Italian festival in West Virginia, right? So I go, well, let's rehearse. We rehearse the show. It's outside. And I don't get to see the stage. We rehearsed like, off of the site. And so now we're going out. Now, as I pull up and I step onto the stage, I go, Joe Piscopo, and I'm thinking there's like seven Italians in West Virginia, you know, hey, Joey, that's it, you know, one guy, hey, Joe, I just wanted to see what an Italian looked like. I wanted to see what an Italian looked like. Well, I walk on stage, 3,000 people, jammed, all, it was all outside, like it was a love fest. And I didn't realize how many Italian Americans came in. And what happened was, I said, how did so many Italians get down here? They went from with the coal miners, you know, the people who own all the mines, in West Virginia, went to Italy and go, hey, you want to go to America? The Italians, the poor Italians, America. Yes, America. I go to America. Come on. You will get you to America. They brought all the Italians in. And then they shipped them by train down to West Virginia, and they became the workers in the mines of West Virginia, the Italian-American community, and they were beautiful. And I'll never forget, ever forget, I'm on stage. You remember some of these moments as you perform. There was one, a beautiful elderly lady. I said, hi, sweetheart, how are you? How old are you, if I may ask? She was like 94 years old, and she showed up. A lot of Sicilian-Americans, a lot of Italian-Americans. So we love you, West Virginia, and we'll get to it. Great country. I've had the privilege and the honor of working all across every nuance of this great country. And I love it heart and soul. And I know you do too, you know. And we're just trying to save it. And we will. We'll make it through. But boy, they certainly just plain, they don't make it easy. I got to go to Judy before we break. And then we're going to go to Gordon Chang. Judy, good morning. And you're just calling because Dr. Gorka's on the show later. I know you. You're just going to...
You know what? I listen, Joe, I didn't even know he was on the show, but send him my best regards, you know?
I will. He loves you. You know he loves you. He does. He said, Judy, I love Judy. I love Judy. Hey, Dr. Gorka, you know? Wait, what's on your mind? Yes, go ahead.
I'll tell you something else. You know who else calls him? Leonardo. Me and Leonardo, we call Dr. Gorka, too. But
yeah,
we are,
Leonardo,
we are
Jersey boy. Sure, appreciate it. What do you think, Jude?
Leonardo's very smart. He's a lawyer. He's very smart, this guy. So, you know, I'm calling and I go, excuse me, why in the world should Donald Trump, President Trump, concede at all? What would happen if he doesn't say those words? I'm just curious, you know?
Yeah.
And why should he concede? It is such huge fraud. Nobody wants to pay attention to Rudy Giuliani. Meanwhile, he's come up with the most amazing testimonials from all these people. How could you ignore it? There's something to why should he even concede at all? I want you to know. And you know what? I am so angry at this MIA G-Bar. I am so angry at him. Like,
well,
what is he,
you know,
Sergeant Schultz?
Yeah,
like,
no.
King Sergeant Schultz?
Yeah, Judy, thank you. And I see the calls. Hold the calls. We will go there. But Attorney General Barr, he said there's no widespread election fraud yet. As of yet, they're still looking into that. You have attorney generals around the country looking into it. But he felt like he had to come up, and then he appointed this Durham as a special prosecutor, actually, which will be that will be coming up and right into a Biden administration, if there is a Biden administration. So he's trying to play both sides, you know, to keep the president happy. But I agree. I think they should be all over it. And how do you say there's no widespread election fraud when you see what Mayor Giuliani and Jenna Ellis and Joe DeGeneva and Victoria, what they're doing? You can see it. It's front and center, plain and simple, in plain sight. Help me out here. Deb Duhaime is on the roads 20 after 7. We're going to go to Gordon Chang when we come back. We got a big show for you this morning. Love that you're with us. I love that you're the patriot that you are. And we love Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, The Answer. Good morning, Deb.
And I love you, Joe, and all of our listeners as well. Let's go to 347 Wisconsin Highway, getting into Middle Country Road, Wisconsin. Watch out for an accident there. Traffic moving slowly, Sunrise Highway eastbound, getting out through the area of Southampton. Over on the Deegan southbound, still busy at the Grand Concourse, but they just cleaned up an accident there. It's pretty solid on the eastbound Gowanus, heading up and out toward the Prospect. And we're still seeing a lot of volume here on the LIE westbound, moving slowly through Casino Boulevard. Looks like you're moving slowly right out toward the BQE, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. A stalled vehicle right by the BQE. 21 southbound, heavy traffic through South Street in Newark. Northbound 21 slowing down by 280. Traffic is moving slowly on the Garden State Parkway North up through 145. And watch out for slowdowns as you take a ride to Route 1 southbound at Old Post Road in Edison. A collision there. Watch out for a partly cloudy today with a high of 45. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Temperatures vary throughout the day, so make it a new family habit to take your temperature with the Exergen Temporal Scanner before dinner and in the morning. The number one thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses.
Hey, Joe Piscopo telling you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor, did you try it yet? You got to try Relief Factor from Pete and Seth Talbot. They're the father-son owners, and they're the inventors of Relief Factor. They really are on the cutting edge of how to make you feel better and about health-wise. They really are on top of this. I had a great chat when I was out there in Seattle. I sat with Pete and Seth, and I was not aware of how ahead of the curve they are in pain and in wellness, you know? They're right there. So Seth comes up with the concept of, look, let's just put out something that folks can try to see if they can get out of pain, and that's the 3-week quick start. Let's discount. It's only $19.95. It's about $1 a day to see if we can get you out of pain. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start. That's what I did. It's what Al did. It's what Debbie did. And we all got to pay. It worked for me in 5 days. Now, give yourself 3 weeks. It'll take a couple of days, 2 to 3 days, to get to your house. I'm telling you, it comes in a nice package, very easy, you know, and everything. You just open it up, and there you go. You can take it a couple times a day. I would say if you're in severe pain, you take 3 times a day. This is what I do. I'm not giving you advice over the air. I'm not allowed to do that, you know. I'm just telling you what worked for me. So I could take it 2 times a day. I take it 3 times a day. My pain is gone. My pain is gone in my shoulder. My pain is gone in my knee. It worked in 5 days, this 3-week quick start. Why don't you try it? If you're in pain and you don't know what to do, great Christmas gift, by the way, as well. 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95 from ReliefFactor.com from Pete and Seth. Give it a try, please. ReliefFactor.com. You owe that to yourself. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report. Both Pfizer and BioNTech shares are higher after the United Kingdom approved their coronavirus vaccine, the first Western country to do so. The vaccine could be distributed in limited numbers within days. FDA approval in the U.S. could come later this month, with rollout before the end of the year. You won't need to buy $35 worth of items to receive free shipping from Walmart if you're a Walmart Plus member. The company has lifted the $35 minimum on select items, including toys, appliances, and clothing. Groceries, which are delivered from its stores, will still need a $35 minimum. Hyundai is getting ready to make electric cars. The South Korean automaker says it will use its own battery technology to cut production time and costs. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
What's the perfect holiday gift this holiday season? UNTUCKit shirts. They're the comfortable, easy-to-wear styles every guy loves. And there's never been a better time to buy because everything at UNTUCKit is on sale right now. UNTUCKit shirts are designed to be worn untucked, so they help guys to look sharp and feel comfortable. Who wouldn't love to unwrap one of our iconic wrinkle-free button-downs, super soft flannels, and our famous polos? So don't wait. Our holiday sale is the best time to find the perfect shirt at UNTUCKit.com or at 80-plus UNTUCKit stores. UNTUCKit. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help, please. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than two dozen states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Gordon Chang's coming up in a second. I want to tell you about Pompeii Gift Baskets. It's great. This is what I will use Pompeii Gift Baskets. It's spectacular. You can engrave the bottle. You can engrave like the, you get a wine bottle. How about a champagne bottle? Yes, yes. I'm going to give you the number in a second. And you could, I say to my friend, and you could put it, you could personalize it. To my friend so-and-so, love you, thank you, have a, you know, happy new year, Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, whatever it is. Pompeii Gift Baskets is spectacular. Really, David. It's a family-owned business in Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. They provide a wide array of customizable, is that a word? I think it is, customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, snacks, chocolate truffles, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be, listen to me, please, engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. You could put the photo on. How I knew about Pompeii Gift Baskets, they sent a picture of me and Mikey. Mikey was on the radio. I was talking about my son, and they had a picture of me and Mikey, AM 970, and they put the AM 970 logo on. I went, oh, this is great. You've got to go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. It's P-O-M-P-E-I, PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. Or you call, all right, and you can create your own custom gift for the holidays. 888-272-0220. It's 888-272-0220. Or visit, please, PompeiiGiftBaskets.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
I learned so much on this program, and I really attribute a lot to that to Gordon Chang, reading his books and then learning about Gordon and chatting with Gordon on the air. And I really have learned so much. It's been 6.5 years since I've been on the show, and Gordon's been on most of that time. So we're honored to always bring Gordon Chang to the airwaves at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. Gordon, welcome back to the show. And, you know, hope you had a great Thanksgiving, Gordon Chang.
We had a great Thanksgiving, Joe, and it's an honor for me to be on your show. And by the way,
yes, sir.
This is the first Thanksgiving in ages that Lydia and I did not go over to my sister's. So we just spent it at home by ourselves, which is the result, of course, of the coronavirus.
Yeah, it was interesting, but it better safe than sorry, you know. And I know we have the medicine for it, and we talk about everything, but better safe than sorry, Gordon. I think you did the right thing. We were very careful as well. Hey, Gordon, you know what I had to talk to you about? And again, we really do appreciate you joining us, because I see CNN coming out saying all this. China knew this, China knew that. They knew how they when this. You and I have been talking about this for. You were the first person to say exactly what CNN is calling now a breaking story. Gordon Chang, you were on top of this a year ago when we chatted on the air, my friend. I mean, why are they making such a big thing about this?
Well, the reason CNN is talking about this now is that someone leaked a treasure trove of internal Communist Party and central government documents to CNN. And CNN has verified them. So really what these documents show is that the provincial government bungled the response to COVID-19 and actually lied about it. So the reason why we're talking about it now is because we now have some internal evidence of that.
You know, so where do we go from that? How do we go? There's not reparations, Gordon. How do we work it out? Because like you said, and just to reiterate, Gordon, I asked about, did President Xi know about it? Did he do this on purpose? Was this designed at the Wuhan Institute of Virology? You and I chatted about. And can I touch that on that for a second, Gordon? This was not invented by a man or a woman. The Batgirl didn't invent. I keep pushing you on this one, Gordon, because I'm like, I really believe it was like designed, but you're telling me not so much. It wasn't really on purpose that they made this Wuhan virus, correct?
Yeah, well, we don't know, Joe. We don't know whether this was from nature or whether this was actually engineered in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Either is possible, and there are a number of important scientists on both sides of this issue. But the one thing we do know, Joe, and this you don't need a treasure trove of documents. We know that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, took steps to spread this disease beyond China's borders. He lied about the contagiousness of the disease. He pressured countries to accept arrivals from China. You put those two things together, and from the facts that are in the public domain, it's clear that Xi Jinping spread this disease to the world.
And it went from Wuhan or to the Hubei province, at least. And then when the president, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon, I'm just trying to follow on the timeline. President Trump cuts travel down, so he cuts it from coming in from Wuhan. But did they purposely send it to Europe? I mean, did that actually happen? Is that too bold to say, Gordon Chang?
Well, it's not too bold, Joe. And the reason is we know that they purposefully spent it beyond China's borders. So it's not just Europe, not just the United States, but the rest of the world. So this is the first time in history that one country has attacked all the others. And President Trump on January 31st imposed as travel restrictions and quarantines on arrivals from China. And he took a lot of heat from it, not only from Beijing, but he also took heat from Joe Biden and others inside the U.S.
And what about, if I may, with Joe Biden, and if he gets in, Gordon Chang, are you? And I hate to make this political, sir, because you're such a plethora of information, and you're so kind, and I love your resolve, Gordon Chang. You know, but I don't want to make it political. But just out of curiosity, did you on the inside hear anything about Hunter Biden? Is that all true that we're seeing? That no one wants to talk about that. But I mean, honestly, you know, with what was happening with the money that allegedly Hunter received from China, did you hear anything from the inside, Gordon?
Well, I didn't hear anything from the inside, but you don't need inside information on this. What we know in public suggests that Hunter Biden got money from, and this part we do know, it was from the Communist Party Department that is responsible for influencing foreigners, the United Front Work Department. That is the conduit for the money that was entrusted to Hunter Biden to invest. And as we've said before, you know, China entrusts a lot of foreigners with money to invest. And the $1.5 billion, that's not a big deal. But But it is a big deal if it's entrusting money to someone with no fund management experience. And Hunter Biden didn't have that experience. So that's what makes this highly suspicious.
Does it compromise a Joe Biden presidency, Gordon Chang?
Well, of course, it's going to compromise it. On the other hand, it very well may have the opposite effect that the Communist Party intended. Because everyone's talking about this, and thank you, Joe, for doing that, It now puts Joe Biden, if he's in the White House, in a box, because he can't do things that are favorable for China without people screaming, and they should, without people screaming Hunter Biden. So it very well may not work the way Beijing wants, but the point is, we have bribery laws that prevent, you know, suspicious transactions, not because we're saying, you know, person will be influenced, but we have those laws because they say a person may be influenced, and that's enough.
Yeah, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, we love your expertise on all of this. By the way, if Joe Biden gets in, I mean, can you give credit, I mean, and to President Trump, the way he dealt with China, the way he dealt with the trade, the way bringing manufacturing back? We should have our PPEs made here. We should have the pharmaceuticals made here. I'm so afraid, Gordon, my friend, that if and when Joe Biden gets in, all of that President Trump fought so hard for is just going to go right back to China. And my fears are they warranted, Gordon, do you think?
Well, a lot of people fear that. But, you know, Joe, one thing we have seen is that President Trump's decisions were so good that some of them are going to be very hard for Joe Biden to reverse. Just today, Tom Friedman of the New York Times ran his interview with Joe Biden. And Joe Biden said, look, I am not going to reverse the tariffs until we have a deal with our allies. And that's an important statement and shows that President Trump's Section 301 tariffs, the one that everyone screams trade war about, were a really good idea because it's giving the United States leverage with China. This shouldn't be a novel idea, but it was until President Trump took office. So this is an important indication that what Trump was doing was right and actually will set the tone for American foreign policy, regardless who the next president is.
Gordon, I got to let you go. Everybody's calling you. I know it. But what about this Kim Jong-un receiving an experimental COVID vaccine from China? Is that true or false? Do you know?
We don't know. Harry Kazianis of the Center for National Interest reported it could very well be true. We're just going to have to wait and find out. But you know, I think it probably is true.
And again, please, Gordon, thank you so much for your time. The CCP, the Communist Party of China, how dangerous are they to America? People aren't understanding this. I don't think they're getting it, Gordon. But when you talk about it, it's you have no skin in the game, so to speak. You're just speaking as a great American that you are, great Jersey boy that you are, if I may, Gordon. But the communists are a real danger to this country, huh?
Yeah, it's an existential struggle because they don't want us to be an independent sovereign country. Yeah. And they've just attacked us with coronavirus. We have 266,000 Americans have been killed. This is a fight, and we're not going to win it, Joe, unless we recognize the evil of the Communist Party and their maliciousness.
Gordon Chang, thank you. God bless you. Best to Lydia, and we hope to see you soon out there. And all the happiest holidays to you and the family, Gordon.
And to you, Joe, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Gordon. Gordon Chang, by the way, on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. It is a vital read, Gordon Chang. Whether it's a book, you check him out on Twitter. The man knows more about the whole region of Asia better than anybody. And when you hear him say, now this is why I say what I say. I hear what Gordon's saying, and it's like an objective overview of the communists trying to move in, what they have done with the virus, how it got here. And we're supposed to just fluff this off. And now what happened with Hunter possibly? I mean, this is Joe Biden compromised? And you know what it allays my fear when Gordon says maybe Biden's going to be afraid to move if he gets in. Biden's going to be afraid to move because everybody's going to be watching. The problem is the press is covering all of this and will only cover it so it favors Joe Biden. So they don't tell you the truth. We are telling you the truth on this program, and we really, really are privileged to have Gordon join us on the airwaves. Hey, coming up next,
Dr. Ben Dworkin is going to join us from Rowan University, and Dr. Gorka on the show, Charlie Gasparino, and Steve Sciarippa as well. You always at 877-970-2999. We got to take a break for news right now with Big Al at 738 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
37 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. MTA customers are speaking their minds regarding the agency's doomsday plan. The agency held a public meeting last night, and commuters alleged the MTA's top officials haven't been impacted the way riders have. The transit system has been struggling to find money after ridership dropped due to the pandemic, and federal funding hasn't yet been allotted. The MTA is proposing fare hikes for subways, buses, bridges, and tunnels, along with Metro North. The NYPD says vehicles are being stolen at record highs this year, typically a crime of opportunity. Officials say some car owners leave their vehicles running or with the keys inside. So far this year, more than 8,000 vehicles have been stolen in comparison to 5,000 around the same time last year. And the NYPD tells drivers to take their keys and lock their cars. In sports, Mets reeling in the first free agent of the Steve Cohen era. Amazons have agreed to a two-year contract with right-handed reliever Trevor May, worth about $15 million. The 31-year-old has spent his entire career with the Minnesota Twins. College hoops, St. John's goes up against BYU. Pregame is at 4:40. The tip-off is at 5. You can listen to it over on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission. Seton Hall on the road tonight at Rhode Island. Pregame at 6:50, tip-off at 7. You can listen to this that game right here on AM 970, The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie DeWayne's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. The Bronx River Parkway southbound right into the Cross County and Yonkers. Watch for an accident. Left lane is block 17, the ramp at exit 130 getting into Monroe. It's a disabled vehicle. Inbound GWB 15 minutes into town. Lincoln looks okay. Holland about 20 to 25 minutes in. Watch for slowdowns on 78 East exit 58. It's an accident in the local lanes getting out through Newark. 287 North exit 33 getting up toward Morristown. A disabled tractor trailer. It's busy on the eastbound Gowanus heading right up through the Prospect, and watch for delays on the westbound BQE getting down toward McGinnis-Humboldt. The LIE westbound right at the BQE. It's a disabled vehicle over in the right lane getting right out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel, and the Van Wyck northbound slowing down through Hillside Avenue. Partly cloudy today, high in the mid-40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I think for older people, I think they really need to understand that this product will give you the energy that you need to sustain throughout a day. Right now, I just can't hardly make it through the day if I don't start my day. I'm taking three of each every day. Yeah, it's I'm a flag waver for the product. I believe in it. I know it's helping me. I feel more satisfied that I've got my energy level for the day. And, you know, for the last 2 weeks, I've been working over at my mom's house to get it ready to sell. It's just unbelievable. I guarantee you, if you saw me compared to the rest of the guys that are 74, yeah, you'd think them boys is ready for the couch. And I'm going strong all day long and have been for quite some time now.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code THEANSWER.
Orange football wraps its season under the Golden Dome as the Orange play the Irish in South Bend. Tune in to see if the Cuse can spoil Notre Dame's championship hopes. It's a 2:30 kickoff with Orange pregame at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University football.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
I had two guests, Christopher Bayonne and Vito Pitta, attorneys with Pitta Bayonne. It's been almost 18 years since the 9/11 attack. We hear about first responders dying from 9/11 related cancers. Do you think this is the beginning of the end of that cancer epidemic relating to 9/11, or is it the end of the beginning?
We don't have a full picture of everyone that was exposed. So while first responders, uniformed personnel, recovery workers were very much aware of the Zadroga Act, everyone else that was in Manhattan below Canal Street may not know that, one, they were actually exposed, and two, that they are potentially eligible for health care and compensation because of that exposure.
It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
AM 970.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer. Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. How are you? You're right this morning, of course. You are December 2nd, Wednesday, 2020, coming to a close. You can't wait, right? Hey, I got to tell you about Rhino Shield. And this is a great deal from Susan at Rhino Shield. So I always tell you about Rhino Shield, how it's like a ceramic coating that coats your house, right? And it keeps the house cool in the summer, you know, heats it up, you know, in the wintertime, keeps the heat right in the house. And then you get a 15% off the final price of Rhino Shield for any job signed in the month of December, no matter when you want the job started. So you got to jump on that now, if you would. And no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. So now I Rhino Shield the house, right? And you don't have to paint it. It's good for 25 years. I'm 25 years. Think about it. And I keep telling you, every time I come down my driveway, I look at the house, and it was like patchy, kind of like the way I dye my hair. It's kind of patchy like that. You know, it's like what color, my kids always say, what color is your hair, Dad? I said, I don't know. I'm just trying to stay young, and it's not working out so well. I need Rhino Shield for my hair. I really do. And my face, 25-year guarantee. Are you kidding me? Boom. By the way, with Rhino Shield, 25-year guarantee, I'll be dead, and my house is going to look great. And I like that. I keep telling you. Hey, Joe did a good job on the house, honey. Good, good, good. You know what? Will you please just call? And by the way, your business is your calling card. I always tell you this. Whenever I see a business and then there's mold on the side of the business, you know, because that can happen, right? Or it's kind of faded. And then you go, well, what kind of business is this? But you put the name of the business. If you got a Rhino Shield, your business. So your business is your calling card. It's right there. You Rhino Shield the people look, wow, look at that. The way they look at my house now, I'm telling you. I have a little country farmhouse in the backwoods of Jersey. And I did the deck. I did the house. We super shielded the roof. Mailmen come in, people come in, workers come in, they go, wow, Joe, the house looks great. And I thank Susan for that, because I'm a single, hardworking father. What do I know from a house? But I'm telling you, Rhino Shield will make your house look spectacular, and it'll make your business look spectacular as well. Here's the number for Susan, 877-744-6608, 877-744-6608, Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus just to see what
creepy.
I could see.
This doesn't sound creepy.
You know, he took me to his workshop, and he told his plans
to
me.
You're going
to
let this guy around your kids? I'm just
yes. So you better watch out, and you better not cry, and you better not pout, and I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is a-coming to town.
Burl National Ives. Treasure.
National Treasure. That's him, yeah. Burl Ives. Hey, kids, how are you?
You just don't like the way he goes, hey.
It's
that's
creepy.
The thing.
It's
not
creepy.
It's not creepy. It's Burl Ives. Kids, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was on last night.
Don't let go of Daddy's hand, kids. Don't let go of Daddy's hand.
Well, this year he can't even sit on Santa's lap, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, thank God. Right. Thank God. Oh, my God. Hey, kids. Okay, we're moving on now. Sorry, Santa. Hey, let me go to Viviana. Viviana, kind enough to call. Good morning, Viviana. Always awesome hearing from you. What's on your mind this morning, my dear?
Good morning, Joe, and Merry Christmas early.
Merry Christmas to you. Yeah, we're getting to it early, Viviana. We are.
We have to. Joe, every time, and I know you're a true believer, every time the left tells President Trump to get over it and move on, they are trying to psychologically defeat him and the American people. The thing is that the victory wasn't just seized from President Trump. It is the fact that the election was stolen from we the people. We are the ones that voted him in. And we dare not move on, Joe, because we will never have another election that would be free and fair. We Biden wants us to go back to giving money to Iran instead of forcing them to get rid of their nuclear stuff. You got the Paris Peace Accords. You got the Green New Deal. You got forced mask mandate, lockdowns. Our economy is going to tank, and then they'll get what they want. The communists are in bed with Biden. So why is it that the DOJ and the FBI are not making mass arrests? One count of voter fraud is a felony.
Thank you. Viviana, you're the best. God bless you. God bless you, girl, and thank you. You're right on the money. Everything you say, Viviana, right on the money. I always say that. One count of fraud. One count. Did you backdate one ballot? Did you bring in one ballot? Isn't that enough to go? Whoa. If there's one, there's got to be more. Where the smoke, there's fire. It's right there in our face. Oh, but we're supposed to just forget about it. Let the president concede. I just want to run it. We only got a couple more weeks to run it through. And I think, and then there's more than enough time for the president to say, all right, look, we got hijacked on this election, but it's okay. I'm just going to go along just because it's good for the country, but not just a couple more weeks. We have to look into this. I honestly believe that. Hey, Debbie, a Rockefeller Center Christmas tree will be lit tonight. So that's very exciting. Is anybody allowed near it? I don't know that we're allowed to go near it because of the,
I don't know. I probably have to social distance. Everybody out there social distancing. Can you imagine? It's not going to be like a regular year. Yeah.
It's going to be let's turn the tree on and no one's going to be around, I guess. But tickets and reservations will be required to see the Christmas tree in person. Who do you call? I mean, this is like, I understand it. I better safe than sorry, I guess. But oh, my goodness gracious. Hey, Deb's out there on the road, 751 on AM 970, The Answer. Good morning, Debbie Duhaime.
Good morning, Joe. What a year we've had, that's for sure. Let's go out to the Bronx River Parkway northbound at the Cross County. It's an accident taking one lane there. 17, the ramp at exit 130 in Monroe, a disabled vehicle on the ramp. Inbound GWB 15. Lincoln's okay. Holland about 20 minutes getting into town. 21 South heavy getting down to a Raymond Boulevard over in Newark. Taking a ride to 287 North, exit 33, getting up toward Morristown, a disabled tractor trailer to watch for. And over on Route 1, southbound at Old Post Road in Edison, they just cleaned up a crash over there. Traffic pretty busy on the eastbound BQE through the Brooklyn Bridge. Westbound BQE slowing down through McGinnis-Humboldt. Traffic is moving pretty slowly for you on the LIE West by the BQE with a disabled truck getting right out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And the LIE westbound at Shelter Rock Road in New Hyde Park, it looks like a stalled vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You're invited to go swimming with the shark. Attorney Mark the Shark Garber, that is, one of New Jersey's foremost employment lawyers. Dive right in with Mark and his co-host Kevin McCullough to learn the latest developments in employment law and litigation. Swimming with the Shark, every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evening at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to weigh on us. While we all feel helpless, remember there is much we can do to protect ourselves, our family and friends, all of us. Simply get in the habit of wearing a mask and maintain 6 feet of space between yourself and others in public. Wash your hands often and stay home if you feel sick. It takes all of us to combat COVID-19. Go to cdcfoundation.org to learn more.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell you about MyPillow. MyPillow, you got to go to MyPillow.com. I'm telling you, the deals are unbelievable. $29.98 for a standard queen pillow from Mike Lindell. And then you know what he did? He extended the 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st. When I tell you nothing to lose, I mean nothing to lose. You got MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code AM970. That would be us. And you can get the same on all these great Giza Dream bed sheets. You get these incredible deep discounts. MyPillow mattress topper. MyPillow towel sets. Al, did you get the, you got the mattress topper?
Yes, I did. I bought it yesterday.
Now I'm looking now. You could get some spectacular deals. You got yep. yesterday. Did you use any discount? You just
of course, the discount code AM970.
That's my man, Al Gattula. Al Gattula, praise Al Gattula. So if you're listening, this is a great gift. And how I know this, because my cousin Paulie will come over to the house, the doorbell will ring, and he will have a pillow in his hand. And I go, Pillow, what do you do? Paulie Pillow, we call him. He always has a mic pillow, and he gives it as a gift. And it's a great gift. That's only $29.99 now for a standard queen mic. A premium My Pillow, and Mike is extending a 60-day money-back guarantee because you got nothing to lose. By the way, King Pillows, only $5 more. Will you check out MyPillow.com, please? MyPillow.com, and go to that radio listeners square. That's for you. Use the promo code AM970. You can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. The promo code is AM970.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM970. The Answer.
Bits and pieces! Give me the bass slide! There it is, Rick Huxley on bass. It's really scary, Joe Lundberg, that I actually know the names of the Dave Clark Five. I really do. Denny Paxton,
sure,
outside. I every single one. I was like such a geek. I went and saw them at the Capitol Theater in Passaic, New Jersey, man. I was with my cousin Paulie. We went to see the Dave Clark Five. Everybody's talking about the Beatles this, the Beatles that. I wanted to see my man Mike Smith on piano and Dave behind the drums. It was great, and I was not disappointed. Joey, how are we doing weather-wise, my friend?
It's blustery. It's cold today. I mean, we're starting out in the upper 30s. It's only going to be in the mid-40s today. Feels like it's in the upper 20s, low 30s, but at least there'll be some sun. Little sunnier, little milder, little less wind tomorrow, about 51. We cloud it up Friday, get a little bit of rain, and I think a stormy day Saturday with rain likely throughout the day and into the night. So good news for you pluviophiles, bad news for the rest of us that don't want a rainy Saturday.
I'm a pluviophile.
Balance of nature brings you the... Yes, so balance of nature brings you the algae report today, and it's nice and low.
Don't go near him. He's a pluviophile. But it means you like rain is what that means. Hey, Joe, when you go out in the cold... On the cold weather, and if you're listening, Joe Lundberg, he goes on these 200-mile bike rides. He's unbelievable. He's like an animal. And so you put the face mask. I asked you this before. You put the face mask on to keep the cold from getting into your lungs. Do you do that?
Oh, yeah. They call it a balaclava, and I put one of those things over my head and bring it up over my mouth, and that keeps the cold mostly at bay, so I don't ingest all that real cold air in my lungs.
I actually went on a vacation to Balaclava once. I remember it was a very nice place. It's in the Caribbean, I think. What is balaclava? What is that? You put the balaclava on your face? Is that what that is?
It's basically balaclava. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Balaclava? Mrs. Balaclava, thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Balaclava. Thank you, Joe. You're the best. Joe Lundberg right there. When I tell you, 200 miles will do. I'll tell you. And I do my 5 miles like I'm back sucking wind. This guy's unbelievable. Dr. Ben Dworkin. This is a great guy. He is from Rowan University, founding director of the Rowan Institute for Public Policy and Citizenship. What's happening politically around the country? We'll talk to Dr. Ben. Sheriff Sean Golden, one of the best law enforcement officials that you will see. He's the sheriff in Monmouth County. I want to get his take on the sheriff's closing down this guy in Staten Island, for God's sake. This is what the sheriffs are going to do? I don't think so. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Gasparino, Steve Sciarippa with Piscopo on the radio. We're coming right back.
New.